Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Yeah. Have a great weekend, Patty. Good luck on the cruise. I hope you get to go.
Thanks, bye.
See you, bye. I don't like sleeping with anybody. I found that out the other night. I don't like it. I was lucky enough, and I'm not bragging, I'm hitting you with the Alex Jones here, to have somebody sleep in my bed last night. Typically, when that happens, usually some sort of alcoholic beverage has been consumed, maybe more than one. And it's kind of one of those scenarios where throughout my life it's been, you know, you drink and then you do your thing in the bedroom and then, you know, maybe they stay or maybe they don't or whatever. And then you go to sleep. You pass out usually. I slept with somebody that not just sex, but slept with somebody in my bed last night sober. After a show, came home, took a shower. They came over, slept. I don't like that. I did not enjoy it. See, I forgot. I thought that I had a pretty decent mattress. Not like Patty's freaking king sleep number, but I have a queen size bed. Okay? You know, it's all right. It's an All's Well brand, not sponsored by this radio station or me or anything. I thought it was a decent bed. It was cheap. I think it was like $320 that I got it for. But I remember it being really comfortable until somebody else got in it. And apparently over time, I've had it for a few years now, there is a perfect wheel-shaped dent in that bed that just fits me perfectly. But when somebody else is getting in my business, getting all up in my space, now we're sharing that little divot, and now my spine's all out of whack. I woke up at 5:30 this morning and could not go back to sleep. I don't know what I'm going to do about this. You can't flip this bed either. I know you're supposed to flip it and turn it around and do all that stuff, but it doesn't have... It's like different on the bottom. There's like clearly a bottom of this bed. Usually mattresses are interchangeable. You flip them around and that's how you keep them fresh and good. Yeah, not with this one. I don't know if they do it on purpose. Probably do it on purpose in order for you to buy a new bed every year or 2 years or whatever. Design obsolescence, I believe that's called. But maybe it's just a design flaw in this bed. So now I got to look into getting a freaking bed. Now, and my fantasy is to have, I don't know if you ever watched Cribs on MTV, but they had Shaquille O'Neal was on there, the basketball player, rapper, actor, comedian, I guess sometimes. And he had this huge circle bed and it fit him and he was had plenty of room. It was the most incredible thing I've ever seen. And I want that bed so bad. Unfortunately, I live in a tiny box filled with black mold in St. Petersburg. So my dream, you know, will have to wait for the time being. I would love a king size bed, but the queen is fine. You know, you make do with the queen, but I don't know. I got it now. I can't get the same bed. And I think beds are expensive, aren't they? I mean, what do you spend on a bed? $1,000 probably, really realistically, if you want a decent bed, that's going to last you any period of time. I got to get another credit card to do this thing. But even if I do get a bed, I don't think I want to sleep with anybody. If you have a spouse that you actually like, it's not one of those scenarios where you're like, I don't, you know, we just don't get along or we're staying together for the kids or, you know, some sort of scenario like that. That doesn't count. I know why you sleep in different rooms and different beds. But if you actually like your spouse and you have some sort of arrangement like that where you know, we have separate beds. Maybe you do what's the 1950s sitcom where they had the two beds separated in a room, but everybody knew you kind of pushed them together when the time came. That's good, too. I just need a big enough room, put two queen-size beds in there. Beautiful. You sleep close. I have no problem sleeping close together, but I don't want anybody in my space. It's sleeping next to a space heater. They're giving off heat. I'm giving off enough heat as it is. You know, I got to hold my farts in because I don't want to, you know, do that to that lady. You know, it's miserable. I hate, that's the worst part of being, you know, with somebody. And I know probably some people are like, that's the best part. You get to cuddle up and snuggle. No, I don't like that. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Skip.
Hey, Skip, how are you?
I'm okay. I just want to let you know I hate Patty. She's annoying.
Yeah,
all she does is she calls every god dang show that there is. She is so freaking annoying.
Yeah, she sucks. She does suck. I do agree with you. Thank you, Skip. I appreciate that. But she's a good-natured, loving person, and she's kind of the unofficial mascot of not only the Mike Helta show, but really the entire lineup of The Bone, because she does call everybody. And I always like to hear from her in small doses. Just a little bit is good. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. Do you and your spouse like each other but sleep in different beds? Am I a freak? I might be. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Bushlicker, check it in.
What up, dude? How are you? Oh, okay. There he goes. 727-579-1025. Johnny B. is at Bassano's this evening, but I'll be here with you till 10 o'clock. He'll be at the Boar and Buffalo in Palm Harbor tomorrow. Still the same show, though. Make sure you tweet at us. I'm home underscore made underscore man. Johnny B is Johnny B Comedy. And, of course, Johnny B Show. I'm the same on Instagram, home underscore made underscore man. And Johnny is Johnny B Tampa over there. And I think it's the Johnny B Show on Instagram. Very complicated. Follow The Bone while you're there, too. 1025 The Bone. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. I still, if anybody has this weird living situation where they like each other, even love each other, but sleep in separate beds, I'm very interested to hear this. I might be a freak. It's definitely possible. Oh, we got one person calling in. I'm just going to take this real quick. Hey, you're on the air. Johnny B. Show, what's up?
What's up, man? This is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Doing good. Yourself?
I'm hanging in. Thanks for calling.
All right, cool. Yeah, no problem. I was just listening to you, and I have a fiance. We've been together for 11 years, and the first couple of years, we, you know, we're all interlocked together, but now she's in the master bedroom. I'm in the second bedroom. She's in her king size bed. I've got a king size bed, and we love the arrangement. We get together perfectly, you know, when we want to. When we want to get together, we get together, and then I go into the second bedroom, and it just works out.
Yeah, that sounds good. See, I like the idea of sleeping maybe in the same room. That feels like it should be good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My grandma and grandpa used to do that. They had two twin-size beds in their, in the same room.
Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that was like the old-school sitcom way of doing it. I like that. I mean, I like that, but I like my own space. What don't you like about sleeping with your... Hey, wait a minute. Hang on a second, Ryan. Did you say you were engaged for 11 years?
Well, we've been engaged for about 5 years, but we're not going to get married. We're just happy the way it is now.
Oh, okay. All right. That's cool.
But we, the social norms are not for us. But it's my snoring and her heat is what we don't like about sleeping in the same bedroom.
Did you say heat or feet?
No. Heat. The heat she gives
heat.
Off
yeah.
with her body.
Yeah.
Not feet. Not feet.
Yeah, that could have gone either way. Yeah, I feel that, man. I feel like I always have to, you know, hold my farts in, which is the worst. I mean, you can't just let
them
rip.
We're way past that, man. We're way past that.
Oh, I don't think you can ever fart. My goal is to never fart in front of this person ever. Or be very sneaky about it, if possible.
After 11 years, you might change your mind.
Yeah, maybe. All right, Ryan. Well, thanks for calling, man. I appreciate it.
No problem, man. Have a good night.
Later. We got a few more. We'll take these real quick. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hey, how you doing, Will Marcello?
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
Hey, what's up, bro? No much. Actually, me and my wife, we sleep in separate rooms.
Really?
You know, she likes, yes, we sleep in separate rooms just because she likes one type of bed. I like I like a very firm bed.
Mm-hmm.
She likes a very soft bed. She's always hot. I'm always cold. And, you know, I mean, that's the best way to do it.
But you love each other.
You know, like,
this is a situation where
we've been together. Yeah, we've been together for 15 years. We've been working together for the last 20 years every day. And it's just one of those things. I mean, just, you know, when it comes to share the bed, you know, and the way I sleep, I like to have covers all over the place and my pillows. And, you know, I mean, I like a very firm bed, and she likes a super soft bed, and I cannot sleep in a soft bed. I mean, my back is killed.
Oh, yeah. Jack your back up. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I'll do it.
All right, good. I mean,
here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.